It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radon charm.
With a fleet of super bads and status radon charm.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spencer Burford, Captain Crunch University.
Okay, what? What's that?
Do you need to hear that again?
Yeah, I mean, well, because it happened in real time on Sunday night as their intros were happening. It was like, did he just say Captain
All right,
Crunch
Tyler,
University?
Tyler, drop the music and hit it again.
Spencer Burford, Captain Crunch University.
All right, so why does Spencer Burford of the offensive line of the San Francisco 49ers claim to have gone to Captain Crunch University?
I would just like to say this for the record. Whenever Captain Crunch comes up, I would like for everyone to know he did not serve, okay? He did not serve. It is stolen valor. That's why on the box it says Cap'n.
It says Cap'n.
He be Cap'n, and he's not an actual captain. So
Spencer Burford, Captain Crunch University.
But see, he gives it the T. He says Captain Crunch.
I would say to him that you need to check your own credentials because you have gone to a university of someone of stolen valor.
Hold on a second.
Stolen valor!
I mean, that if you invent a fake university and steal valor, you just might end up president of the United States.
It's possible. All I'm saying is that the captain part is right. He be captain that he was a captain.
But so Spencer Burford
Straight
says
cap.
That. And I'm like, what? Did that just happen? Because everybody then later caught the Caleb thing where Caleb doesn't say Oklahoma or USC.
He said.
He says this.
Caleb Williams, shout out mom.
Shout out mom. There's no university or high school or hometown or anything there.
I kind of dig that.
It strikes me that you could really say whatever you want.
Yeah, and some guys do. Like what was Terrell Suggs was Ball So Hard University.
Okay, but that's at least a fake university. Like Spencer Burford at least went with a fake university. Again, I don't know if Captain Crunch University is an actual school.
It's Cap'n, and again, he didn't serve.
Folks,
all right, he
folks.
Just what Navy did he serve in? 90 Navy of mine.
Uh-huh.
Stolen Valor.
Look, here's the thing.
It is my absolute favorite cereal, by the way.
Oh, there's some on top of the fridge right now, which is the official place to put cereal
but
on top of the fridge.
But once I found out about the Stolen Valor,
yeah, but
that was the end.
There is, if you Google Captain Crunch University.
Cap'n.
Well, maybe I'll try Captain Crunch, because if you Google Captain Crunch University, all you get are stories about Spencer Burford. This is not a thing that existed.
He created a thing.
I believe that he has created a thing.
Is it possible that Captain Crunch is produced close to where he went to college?
I don't know. I see nothing. And all I see now are some tweets of other people saying, did he just say Captain Crunch University? So, yeah. He did say that, and he has created a thing on its own. But then I didn't realize that this made its way to the website. Apparently, Antoine Randall-El, the Bears assistant head coach, has a long history as a player of having fun with that stuff.
Yes.
What did he used to say?
He said all sorts of crazy stuff. They did a whole social media post about it.
Man, y'all better get some flavor. Ain't no flavor in that.
Fellas, we need some flavor. Be candid. Be you. Like, whatever you normally do different on Sunday Night Football. Like, this is a big stage. Like, you just can't say your school name. I saw somebody said the Dub or something like that. That's cool.
Antoine Randall-El, Indiana University.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See that right there? That's flavor. That's a little change up. That's a little flavor, a little change up that you don't normally hear. All right. And I ran the name. All right. And when you run the name, You got to give a little something to it, and that's what I did right there. You guys got to have some flavor. I had flavor. This was 20 years ago, I think, and it still got flavor. Put some flavor on it, fellas.
So look at that. Antoine is suggesting that the people put the flavor on it. I need to go back and look at a compilation of what Antoine did, because I don't remember.
There's Antoine Randall, Indiana University.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
He did a
he
couple
did Roger,
of...
He did Roger Radio right there.
Roger Radio. There's a couple of Ron Burgundy type ones that he did. And I like the idea of him saying to the young guys, have a little fun. But it is... It's one of those things where they usually do that in July or August. And it'll be like after a practice or whatever. And like, hey, you got to do the NBC thing. And guys are just like, oh, okay. Caleb Williams, USC. Thank you. Yeah. And then you go on and live your life.
So all we had was Caleb doing shout out mom. That's how they responded to the assistant head coach's call to action?
I don't think that this is the – I don't think that the guys have heard – what I'm saying is that for guys to change what they do, it would take a lot because usually that's in the can – months before you actually play.
All right, several textures are pointing it out, and I must have missed it, that C.J. Gardner-Johnson said he went to Al Harris University.
He did.
City Deuce, Al Harris University.
Oh, Tyler Buterbaugh's got it. This is why he's number one on my Tyler depth chart. That's tremendous. I had missed that. He went to Al Harris University. Al Harris getting the shout-outs from everyone, including Chris Collinsworth, after the pick six on Al Harris doing what helping the DBs do what they have done. That's tremendous.
And now everyone's trying to take Al Harris away from you.
Yeah.
I don't know if he even wants that, though. Like, some guys find their purpose as it's great being the best position coach in the league. Like, that's a great thing.
Yeah, don't push yourself to get overhired, right?
Who knows? I don't know what his goals are. Like, he might be someone that wants to be a head coach someday. So clearly you would want to then ascend to being a defensive coordinator for somebody, but DA's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So it won't be here. And I feel like if anyone is going to get snatched off of this staff, it would be him. I know that some people were making the argument, oh, Declan Doyle, like, no, that's not happening for a number of reasons. One, he doesn't call plays. Two, he is fiercely loyal to this guy who gave him this major come up that he's got going on. Salute that man, because that man served.
That man's a major
unlike
come
Captain
up.
Crunch.
So there is one current head coach, at least that I know of, at least one, but there's definitely one I know of who was a defensive backs coach for Dennis Allen, and that is Aaron Glenn, who spent 5 years as a defensive backs coach for the New Orleans Saints.
But then got a coordinator job. You don't jump all the way to...
4 years as a coordinator in Detroit. 4 years as a defensive coordinator
in
Detroit.
They really missed him this year.
They really did. They really did. So there's one example of the path right there for Aaron Glenn,
if
that's what Al Harris wants.
Eric Bieniemy is good as gone. I don't know if that's true either.
No, Eric Bieniemy has found his ceiling, and the league has told him what it is, and that's okay.
I mean,
he's
really good.
I
hope that he gets interviewed for any sort of head coaching because he's been in the head coaching cycle before. But I don't think just because the Bears had a great run game that he will now be given the opportunity to maybe he could end up going back to being an offensive coordinator. But I wonder about that too. Like, I wonder if, like, are you happy? Like, and it all depends, like, each individual guy, like, what are your goals?
Well, you know, maybe you'll get the offensive coordinator job in Kansas City after Matt Nagy becomes the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, that's the most real possibility, I think, for Eric Bieniemy.
Sure.
And I'm because Andy Reid likes familiarity. He likes routine. He likes that he's given his guys an opportunity to go and be out in the world.
We'll touch on it some more at 5:25, but get ready for Matt Nagy, head coach for Cam Ward in the Tennessee Titans.
Or maybe someone else. When we come back, Matt Bowen, we can talk to him about some of this stuff and talk about the Bears' defense overall. It's next on The Score.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.